The entrance of thy words giveth light. Those words were placed in the window in this church when we built the auditorium several years ago to be a constant reminder to us that we only have one textbook here, and that's the Word of God. And that when we study God's Word and carefully analyze its truth and apply its truth to our own lives, we end up, as we learned, with power in our lives. I want to challenge you in a way that you may not have been challenged in a long time. I want to talk with you about your journey inward. A journey that is not quantified by charts and graphs. I want to ask you to think with me for these moments about the journey inward. Now, this is a subject we seldom talk about in our mega churches. Doesn't fit well with our annual reports or our weekly numbers charts. When I speak of the inward journey or I talk about inwardness, what am I talking about? Well, Paul speaks about it in a very interesting way in his letter to the Romans as he talks about the pride that often keeps us from being who God wants us to be. He's speaking here to the Jewish people, and this is what he says in Romans 2, 28 and 29. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. Now the apostle was reminding his readers that our outwardness is not authentic unless it is the reflection of the inwardness of our life. In other words, he's saying to the Jewish people, it's not your keeping of the ordinances that makes you a Jew. It's the fact that in your heart there is the desire to do that. It's not the flesh, it's the spirit. When we think so much about the outwardness of our life, when we fail to deal with the inwardness of who we are in Christ, we end up with a powerless existence. When God fills our inner vacuum with His Holy Spirit, life works. When God does not fill the vacuum, a host of consuming appetites swarm through our better intentions. Brilliant people who should be masters of their appetites are at last managed by their appetites instead. I want to talk with you about the distractions that keep you from building your inward life. And I want to talk with you for a few moments about the disciplines that are involved in making you strong from the inside out.